Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. Remember, Ram Goldar and today Masechus Zvachim Daf Chaf. The second parak calls Zvachim Shekibu Daman. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Dima reported that Ilfa asked, according to the opinion that Lina does not disqualify Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, may Kiyur Moshe Yepasu, do the Kiyur's waters become disqualified overnight? Do we say that since these waters will be used for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, which is not disqualified overnight, so the Kiyur's waters similarly remain valid, or perhaps they were sanctified in the Klisharis, meaning the Kiyur, and they become disqualified with Lina like all items sanctified in the Klisharis? Ravin said that Ilfa later resolved this question, Kamachokas Bazo, as the dispute concerns this question of Lina disqualifying Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, Kach Machokas Bazo. So is the dispute regarding that question of Lina disqualifying the Mei Kiyur. Rebbe, who holds Lina Mo'elis B'Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, holds that Lina also disqualifies the Mei Kiyur. And Belezebu, Rabbi Shimon, who holds Lina does not disqualify Kiddush, holds it does not disqualify the Mei Kiyur. A Mishnah teaches that Menkati made a wheel for the Kiyur, with which they would lower it into a water pit overnight, so its waters would remain valid. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kiddush Yadav V'Raglav L'Tumas Hadeshen. If one sanctified his hands and feet before daybreak for the removal of the ashes from the Mizbeach, he does not need to be Mekadosh them again after daybreak, Shekvar Kiddush Metchilas Avoda, because he already sanctified them at the beginning of the days of Voda. The Gemara asks that if this statement follows Rabbi's opinion, it should be disqualified with Lina since the day begins by Amud HaShachar. If it follows Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon, Kiddush is never disqualified with Lina. Abaye answers that it follows Rebbe, Melina the Rabbanan he, but the disqualification of Kiddush with the passage of night is only rabbinical since the water used for Kiddush has already dried. The small amount of time from Trumas Hadeshen, which takes place when the rooster crows, until daybreak does not disqualify even with the Rabbanan since people perceive his Kiddush as having been on the next day. Rava answers that Rabbi Yochanan partially agrees with Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon. He agrees regarding Tchilas Avoda, the start of the days of Avoda, that Kiddush is not disqualified with Lina, meaning Amud HaShachar, but disagrees regarding Kiddush for Sof Avoda, the end of the previous days of Avoda. And point number three, the Gemara asks, does Yetzia, leaving the Azara, disqualify Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? Assuming Lina does not disqualify Kiddush, is that because he does not separate himself from doing Avoda, Avo Yetzia the Parish, but leaving, whereby he separates himself from doing avoda, asuchim mesach taite, he certainly removes his attention from the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim and requires a new Kiddush. Or do we say that since he can return to the Azara, he's not mesiach das from his Kiddush? A brisa teaches that if a Kohen's hands left the Azara, the Kiddush remains, and the Gemara clarifies that its question was specifically about the entire body leaving the Azara. The Gemara then asks if Tuma disqualifies Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Assuming Yetzia does not disqualify Kiddush, is that because Gavre Chazei, the person is still fit to perform Avoda when he returns, whereas a Tame, who's unfit for Avoda, is truly Mesiach Das from his Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, or perhaps since he'll become Tahor again, he's not Mesiach Das? This question is only pertinent when he became Tame close to sunset and will not have to wait long after Tefillah to become Tahor. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rav Dimi reported that Ilfa asked, according to the opinion that Lina does not disqualify Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, may Kiyur Moshe Yepasu, does the Kiyur's waters become disqualified overnight? Do we say that since these waters will be used for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, which is not disqualified overnight, so the Kiyur's waters similarly remain valid, or perhaps they were sanctified in the Klisharis, meaning the Kiyur, and they become disqualified with Lina like all items sanctified in the Klisharis? Ravin said that Ilfa later resolved this question, Kamachokas Bazo, as the dispute concerns this question of Lina disqualifying Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, Kach Machokas Bazo. So is the dispute regarding that question of Lina disqualifying the Mei Kiyur. Rebbe, who holds Lina Mo'elis B'Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, holds that Lina also disqualifies the Mei Kiyur. And Belezebu, Rabbi Shimon, who holds Lina does not disqualify Kiddush, holds it does not disqualify the Mei Kiyur. A Mishnah teaches that Menkati made a wheel for the Kiyur, with which they would lower it into a water pit overnight, so its waters would remain valid. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kiddush Yadav V'Raglav L'Tumas Hadeshen. If one sanctified his hands and feet before daybreak for the removal of the ashes from the Mizbeach, he does not need to be Mekadosh them again after daybreak, Shekvar Kiddush Metchilas Avoda, because he already sanctified them at the beginning of the days of Voda. The Gemara asks that if this statement follows Rabbi's opinion, it should be disqualified with Lina since the day begins by Amud HaShachar. If it follows Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon, Kiddush is never disqualified with Lina. Abaye answers that it follows Rebbe, Melina the Rabbanan he, but the disqualification of Kiddush with the passage of night is only rabbinical since the water used for Kiddush has already dried. The small amount of time from Trumas Adeshim, which takes place when the rooster crows, until daybreak does not disqualify even Midrabban, since people perceive his Kiddush as having been on the next day. Rava answers that Rabbi Yochanan partially agrees with Rabbi Elazar by Rabbi Shimon. He agrees regarding Tchilas Avoda, the start of the day's Avoda, that Kiddush is not disqualified with Lina, meaning Amud HaShachar, but disagrees regarding Kiddush for Sof Avoda, the end of the previous day's Avoda. And point number 3, the Gemara asks, does Yetzia, leaving the Azara, disqualify Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? Assuming Lina does not disqualify Kiddush, is that because he does not separate himself from doing Avoda, Avo Yetzia the Parish, but leaving, whereby he separates himself from doing avoda, asuchim mesach taite, he certainly removes his attention from the kiddush yadayim raglaim and requires a new kiddush? Or do we say that since he can return to the azara, he's not mesiach das from his kiddush? A braisa teaches that if a kohen's hands left the azara, the kedusha remains, and the Gemara clarifies that its question was specifically about the entire body leaving the azara. The Gemara then asks if tuma disqualifies kiddush yadayim raglaim. Assuming Yetzia does not disqualify Kiddush, is that because Gavre Chazei, the person is still fit to perform Avoda when he returns, whereas a Tame, who's unfit for Avoda, is truly Mesiach Das from his Kiddush Yadayim Raglaim? Or perhaps, since he'll become Tahor again, he's not Mesiach Das? This question is only pertinent when he became Tame close to sunset and will not have to wait long after Tevila to become Tahor. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Chaf, and our standard Siman is a cafe. A cafe, so here goes. Well, one employee at the cafe couldn't wash his hands and feet from the cure washing station with the waters left overnight. The employee who washed while it was still night when he cleaned out the coffee grinds from the machines didn't need to wash again. Unlike the cafe owner who returned after going home in the middle of the night. Once again, in slow motion. Well, one employee at the cafe, that must have been more daf chaf. Well, one employee at the cafe couldn't wash his hands and feet from the cure washing station with the waters left overnight, which reminds us, Rav Dimi reported that Ilfa asked, according to the opinion that Lina does not disqualify Kiddush Yadayim Raglaim, may Kiur Maushi Yapaslu, do the Kiur's waters become disqualified overnight? Do we say that since these waters will be used for Kiddush Yadayim Raglaim, which is not disqualified overnight, so the Kiur's waters similarly remain valid, or perhaps, since they were sanctified in the Kli Shares, meaning the Kiur, they become disqualified with Lina like all items sanctified in the Kli Shares? So while one employee at the cafe couldn't wash his hands and feet from the Kiur washing station with the waters left overnight, the employee who washed while it was still night when he cleaned out the coffee grinds from the machines didn't need to wash again, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kiddush Yadav V'Raglav L'Trumas Hadeshen, if one sanctified his hands and feet before daybreak for the removal of the ashes from the Mizbeach, he does not need to be Mekadosh them again after daybreak, Shekvar Kiddush Metchilas Avoda, because he already sanctified them at the beginning of that day's Avoda. So while one employee at the cafe couldn't wash his hands and feet from the Kiur washing station with the waters left overnight, the employee who washed while it was still night when he cleaned out the coffee grinds from the machines didn't need to wash again. Unlike the cafe owner who returned after going home in the middle of the night, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, does Yetzia, leaving the Azor, disqualify Kiddush Yadayim Raglaim? Assuming Lina does not disqualify Kiddush, is that because he didn't separate himself from doing Avoda, Avo Yetzia de Parish, but leaving, whereby he separates himself from doing avoda, asuch mesach taite, he certainly removes his attention from the Kiddush Yadayim Raglaim and requires a new Kiddush? Or do we say that since he can return to the Azara, he's not Mesiach Das from his Kiddush? So once again, well, one employee at the cafe couldn't wash his hands and feet from the Kiur washing station with the waters left overnight. The employee who washed while it was still night when he cleaned out the coffee grinds from the machines didn't need to wash again. Unlike the cafe owner who returned after going home in the middle of the night. All right, so now it's time for our four Blabach Hazara. Dav Tez Zayin. So the Simmer Dav Tez Zayin is toes, and we use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. When the Zohar acrobat with big toes, that must be on Dav Tez Zayin. When the Zohar acrobat with big toes swung down with a jug of blood to do an avoda, and a judge waved 3 mechulah flags, which reminds us, the Gemara provides 3 sources that avoda performed by a Zohar is invalidated. So when the Zohar acrobat with big toes swung down with a jug of blood to do an avoda, and a judge waved 3 mechulah flags, another judge was about to wave a mechulah flag when he saw he handed the jug to an onan acrobat, which reminds us the Gemara provides 4 sources that an onan invalidates avoda. So when the Tsar acrobat with big toes swung down with a jug of blood to do an avoda, and a judge waved three mechulot flags, another judge was about to wave a mechulot flag when he saw he handed the jug to an onane acrobat, but didn't when the crowd cheered. It's a carbon seaboard, which reminds us, Rava said that an onane's avoda is only invalid for a private carbon of a carbon seaboard maratza, but regarding a communal carbon, it affects acceptance. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car. So here goes. At the Carbonus car lot, the used car salesman, that must be more in Daf Yud Zayin. At the Carbonus car lot, the used car salesman who wouldn't let a Tamei Tvul Yom or Mechusa Kippurim work for him, which reminds us, the Gemara tells us why there was a necessity for the Torah to write that a Tamei Tvul Yom and Mechusa Kippurim all invalidate avoda. So at the Carbonus car lot, the used car salesman who wouldn't let a Tamei Tvul Yom or Mechusa Kippurim work for him walked past the men haggling over whether they should let the Mechusa Kippurim of Azav drive their red cow pickup truck, which reminds us the Gemara brings a machlokas if a Mechusa Kippurim of Azav can burn the Par Aduma. So at the Carbonus car lot, the used car salesman who wouldn't let a Tamei Tvul Yom or Mechusa Kippurim work for him walked past the men haggling over whether they should let the Mechusa Kippurim of Azav drive their red cow pickup truck to stop a Kohen from driving a car because he wasn't wearing his uniform, which reminds us. The Gemara brings a source that a Mechusa Begadim, one lacking requisite clothing of a Kohen, invalidates a voda. The Pasuk commands Moshe Beinu to clothe the Kohanim and concludes, V'haizilehem kuhuno chukas olam, and the priesthood shall be for them as an eternal law, teaching, B'zman shebigdem alehem kuhuna sam alehem. When their clothing is upon them, their kahuna is upon them. But if they're lacking in their bigde kahuna, their kahuna is not upon them, meaning they cannot perform a voda like any czar. Daf Yud Ches. So the Simon Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The Kohen Hedyot Rabbi officiating at the chuppah, that must move around Daf Yud Ches. The Kohen Hedyot Rabbi officiating at the chuppah who decided to honor the occasion by wearing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, not realizing he was invalidating it, which reminds us, the Pasuk says, V'archu b'nei Aaron al-Kohanim es anesochim, and the sons of Aaron the Kohanim should arrange the pieces. The word ha-Kohanim implies b'kohunan. They must be in their state of kohuna, meaning wearing the appropriate begadim, teaching that if a Kohen Hedyot wears the begadim of a Kohen Gadol, his avoda is invalidated. The Gemara explains that without this drasha, one might have thought that only chisur, deficiency of begadim, can invalidate avoda. So this drasha teaches that even yitur, wearing an excess of begadim, also invalidates avoda. So the Kohen Hedyot Rabbi officiating at the chuppah, who decided to honor the occasion by wearing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, not realizing he was invalidating it, was distracted by the chassan's big de kohuna being held up by his belt, which reminds us, it was taught in Braisa Hayimuru Shalim, if a Kohen's begadim were dragging on the ground because they were too long, musulakin, or suspended above the ground because they were too short, mushuchakim, or were worn out, the avoda is still valid. Shmuel ruled that suspended begadim are possible, and Rabbi Barham explains that the Braisa's case is shesilkan al yidei avnet, where he suspended them with the belt. Since they're actually the correct length, but were merely raised by his belt, the avoda is valid. So, the Kohen Hedyot Rabbi officiating at the chuppah who decided to honor the occasion by wearing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, not realizing he was invalidating it, was distracted by the chassan's big de kahuna being held up by his belt, and by the photographer and his assistant, one wearing a three-cornered beged and one with five corners on his, which reminds us, Gemara discusses three-cornered and five-cornered garments regarding tzitzes. Daf Yud Tes, so the Simon Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The powerful wind on the yacht, that must be more in Daf Yud Tes. The powerful wind on the yacht that blew into Captain Cohen's begadim, separating them from his flesh, which reminds us, the Gemara presents eight questions about chetzitza for Big De Kahuna. The first one being, Nichnas al Ruch Bevigdo. What if a wind entered the Cohen's clothing, creating space between the beget and his body? A basaro be'inan, do we require the beget to be physically on his flesh, which it's not? Or do we say, Derech Levish Bakach, this is a normal manner of wearing clothing? So the powerful wind on the yacht that blew into Captain Cohen's begadim, separating them from his flesh, and made it difficult for a Cohen on board to stand while doing Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, which reminds us, a braisa describes the procedure of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. The Tanakhama says, Meniach Yadu HaYamanis al Gabi Raglo HaYamanis. He places his right hand upon his right foot and his left hand upon his left foot, Makadish, and he sanctifies them by releasing water from the kiur onto both hands and feet simultaneously. Rabbi Yehuda says he places his hands on top of each other, which he places on top of his feet, which are placed on top of each other, and is Makadish. So the powerful wind on the yacht, the boon to Captain Cohen's begadim, separating them from his flesh, and made it difficult for a Cohen on board to stand while doing Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim, woke up a Cohen who was Makadish his hands at feet at night, and now needed to be Makadish them again, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas if Lina Mo'elis B'Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim, the passage of night is effective in disqualifying the sanctification of hands and feet that occurred the night before, thus requiring a new Kiddush. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you machokas if a machusa kibrim of a zav can burn the par aduma? That's on daf Yud Zion. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that an onain's avoda regarding a carbon seber is maratze? It affects acceptance. That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have the mission with a list of the 8 psuim for avoda? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss whether Yitzhiya leaving the Azora disqualifies Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? That's on daf Chaf. Good.
Number 5.
Which daf do you discuss what is the din of Holacha done by Azar? That's on daf
Yadalad.
Good.
Number 6.
Which daf do we learn that Shechita Lav Avodahi? That's on daf
Yadalad.
Good.
Number 7.
Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim for Trumas Hadeshen is valid for the whole day? That's on daf
Chaf.
Good.
Number 8.
Which daf do we have numerous questions about Chatzitza regarding Big Dekahuna, one of them being, what if a wind entered the Kohen's clothing, creating space between the Beged and his body? That's on daf
Good test.
Good.
Number 9.
Which daf do you discuss whether the kiyur's water becomes disqualified with lina? That's on daf Chaf. Great. And number 10. Which daf does Gemara bring the source that a mechusar begadim invalidates avoda? That's on daf
Yud Zayin.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.